This is TWiT.
Now, the telco and the cable companies are supposed to be profitable. That's something else that people are going to tell you. Like, of course they did this. They want to be profitable, and they don't want to have to compete against municipal broadband initiatives. So again, this was in their best interest. And since it was not illegal, why should we complain? Well, here's why we should complain, and here's the rant. Both the telcos and the cable ISPs are more than just businesses that need to make a profit. Now, that's important. Remember that. They are entities that are supposed to serve the benefits of the American people. Now, I know there's people who are listening to this podcast right now who are saying, Padre, I call shenanigans. I call BS. That's not true. They are corporations. They're just supposed to make money. They're just supposed to sell us something. But that's not the way it worked. You see, that's not the history. And I think people need to get educated as to how the telcos and the cable companies got to where they are. You see, in exchange for establishing franchise standards and procedures, these companies received beneficial, super beneficial tax breaks and streamlined red tape in order to establish their franchises. The cable companies actually benefited from the Communications Act of 1984. What that act did was it made it much easier for cable companies to lay their cable, to get right of way from cities, and essentially to become the provider of television and eventually ISP broadband services to cities. Now, in order to get that, in order to get that favoritism, in order to get that streamline of red tape, they promised in that 1984 act that they would act in the best interest of its consumers. Right, let's step back from that a bit. Let's talk about the ISPs, because of course the cable companies aren't the same as say AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, T-Mobile, whatever. The telcos received $200 billion to build out a broadband system. That's right. They actually received money in the form, again, of tax write-offs from the federal government, promising that they were going to give us broadband across the country. Now, between 1994 and 2004, those major telcos were the beneficiaries of higher phone rates, accelerated depreciation on their networks, and direct tax credits on the average of $2,000 per subscriber, for which they delivered nothing. They had promised a 45 megabit per second network to 86 million homes by 2006, but they never got anywhere near that. In fact, most of the time, they didn't even get up to 1 megabit per second. In 2006, the telcos came back to the FCC and they said, well, we know we got the $200 billion, but we couldn't deliver 45 megabits per second to 86 million Americans. But we did give 1.5 megabit per second DSL to 20 million. That's close enough, right? Can we call it even? And unbelievably, the FCC said yes. But in that yes, in letting them off the hook and saying, yeah, you don't have to deliver the $200 billion network we already paid for, you have to look out for the consumer. And folks, this is where the hangup is. These are not just businesses. They gave up the ability to consider themselves a purely capitalist endeavor when they accepted public money to serve the public trust. And since they haven't yet delivered on the promises of serving the public trust, we have an obligation as consumers, as citizens of the United States, to hold their feet to the fire, to say, look, we gave you $200 billion. We gave you favorable conditions. We gave you the right of way. We gave you the option of deploying a network that we would all have to be connected to. And now you have to own up to it. Folks, that's the end of my rant. And I think it's time for us to wake up and smell the broadband.